The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Early voting ends tomorrow. If you're planning to vote early, you need to go today or tomorrow by 6 o'clock. If you're not quite sure where to go, just text the keyword VOTE to 877-235-9405. I got a quick link I'll send you. And you put in your information and it'll tell you exactly where to go depending on what county you're in. On our guest line for a few minutes this morning, Curtis Smith, chairman of the Spartanburg County Republican Party. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joy. And everything is going great here in Spartanburg County. As of last night, we had 20,752 registered voters cast their vote in the early voting. And that's 10% of the registered voters so far. I'm expecting over 24,000 people to cast in the next 2 days. So we're going to have probably 25% of the votes cast before Election Day. And it's quite an interesting, we're getting all kinds of questions and what's going on. Are these Republicans? Are they Democrats? Who's all voting early? Our best estimate right now is between 55 and 60% of the cast votes are Republican. Wow. And the rest are Democrat. So we have a pretty good algorithm scientific look at what's happening at the polls, and so we're excited. We think the Republicans are going to have a great year here.
Well, and that's a good sign if Republicans are showing up like that. Of course, in South Carolina, you don't register as a Democrat or a Republican, so you know it's hard to tell for sure. But I'm assuming you're basing that just on your history of who's voting in what precincts
We had the in-person early voting in 2020, where at the auditorium we had 43,000 people come through. And we could tell when we have our poll watchers, which has the Republican emblem and says, I'm a poll watcher on it. You can tell by the people come in, wave at you and say hello. We don't talk to the voters, but the voters do recognize us that we're in there. And we've got poll watchers in all three locations. So, so our feeling is that it's over half of the voters are Republicans because they're positively reacting to us being there.
Yeah. Speaking of poll watchers, take just a minute, if you would, Curtis, to talk with us about poll watchers. I've had a couple of text messages this morning. For example, I had a texter from Lawrence County, I believe it was, who had called the Lawrence election office asking about poll watchers. And, of course, the election office was not able to tell her whether or not there would be poll watchers at the precincts and all, because that's a party function, right? You guys
That's correct. In South Carolina, it's the political parties run the poll watchers. You can be a poll observer. Any citizen can come in, and if there's room, they'll let you observe. But the poll watcher has a letter from the state party here that we give to you. There's a code of conduct of things you can and you can't do. For example, you make sure that nobody's wearing election paraphernalia. Nobody's got signs within 500 feet of the poll. You just look and talk to the poll clerk who runs the poll and the poll managers that are there, but you don't talk to any of the voters. You don't campaign. You're just observing that. Make sure things are done legally there. If there's a question, you call your party chair or you call the election office, or we even have a number for SLED if you think it's really illegal. But the party trains the poll workers. And our big last 2 years is to get poll workers as Republicans. Yeah. And we've done a great job of having people at the polls running the polls that we know are Republicans.
Right. Right. And that's, you know, that's very important to have both, to have people who are actually working at the polls. These are people who are paid, by the county, but having the poll watchers there as well. Now, Curtis, are you guys, pretty much having poll watchers at every precinct, or you have some who are
We've assigned all of our precinct presidents and executive committee men the responsibility of providing to their precinct, and we've given them the name tags, the code of conducts, and the training. We had a video for them about 3 months ago for the primary, And we've also have the letters for them to pass them out. So we're confident that the precinct presidents are making sure that someone is at each one of those. The county party's running all the early voting locations. And we have 2,600 mail-in ballots. The party will be down for the opening on Monday of all the mail-in ballots and stay there till the end so that we get to watch how the mail-in ballots work.
Yeah, well, that's all important work. Thank you for what you're doing. And what you just have to keep in mind, too, folks, is that this is Spartanburg County that Curtis is responsible for. You got this going on in other counties as well throughout the state. So very important work. Curtis, I'm looking so forward to being with you guys on Tuesday. By the way, don't know if you've heard the news yet. I was going to text you. Mike Gallagher will not be joining us after all. He has COVID.
Another COVID strike.
Another COVID strike. I woke up to that news this morning, tested positive, and so he will not be making the trip up to the upstate on Tuesday as planned. We'll be there, of course, but Gallagher very disappointed and he's scrambling around now trying to figure out how and where to do his broadcast, but he tested positive for COVID. Can you believe that?
Never ends.
That never ends. A big disappointment, but we're looking forward to being there with you on Tuesday. It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be an exciting night, and I just feel I can already feel the victory. How about you?
I can see it. It's going to happen. Yeah. And we just got to make sure that all the voters get out. You know, this is an off-year election, and only 50% of the voters normally cast votes. Let's get that number up. Let's get people out to vote.
Yep. Always good to talk to you, Curtis, and look forward to being with you on Tuesday. And thank you for your work.
Thank you, Joey.
Sure thing. Uh-huh. Curtis Smith, chairman of the Spartanburg Republican Party.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.